But you, says one, also made promises pertaining to this life. So what have we promised in this life? The forgiveness of sins and the baptism of rebirth. However, to begin with, baptism primarily concerns future events. Paul stated emphatically in Colossians 3:4, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. If baptism also has benefits in this life, which indeed it does, this is more than anything else a matter of great amazement, that they were able to convince men who have committed countless evil deeds, even those deeds that no one else had done, to cleanse themselves completely and not be held accountable for any of their wrongdoings. It's absolutely remarkable that they were able to convince various groups of non-Roman people to adopt such a faith, harboring high hopes for the future, and after discarding the previous weight of their sins, to commit themselves earnestly from that point on to the efforts required by virtue, and to not pursue sensory desires, but transcending all material things to receive purely spiritual gifts. Amazingly, Persians, Sarmatians, Moors, and Indians were introduced to the purification of the soul, the power of God, his incomparable mercy toward humans, the strict discipline of faith, the visitation of the Holy Spirit, the resurrection of bodies, and the teachings of eternal life. The fishermen, initiating different races of non-Roman people into the faith through baptism, persuaded these groups to live according to high moral principles, which include all these things and more.